Our next batch of stories include yet more plans for Anglia Square and a change to the University of East Anglia.
The developer behind plans to transform Anglia Square has slammed an alternative vision, claiming it will cost £100 million of taxpayers' money. A bitter war of words has broken out between Western Homes and Save Britain's Heritage. Western Homes, the original applicant, submitted plans to Norwich City Council in April for up to 1,100 homes, as well as retail and commercial space at the 11.5-acre site. The scheme, put forward with site owner Columbia Threadneedle, includes 14 buildings which range from 3 to 8 storeys. However, in July, Save Britain's Heritage lodged an alternative vision to the council for 773 new homes with direct access to outdoor space. The organisation believes its plan would provide a more sympathetic contextual and lower rise development based around streets. Western Homes said these plans, designed by Ash Sakula Architects, fail to take into account real-world economics and planning procedures and will need £100 million of public subsidy funding. As a result, they are not financially viable. Meanwhile, Save Britain's Heritage said Western Homes project would be a monstrous carbuncle on the face of one of England's finest cathedral cities. It added, it failed to provide the kind of housing needed. Marcus Binney, executive president of the group, said it is nonsense to say that the Western Home scheme is the only formula that will work. The young people of Norwich do not want to be stuffed into airless chicken coop flats.
Barristers have walked out for a fourth week as industrial action at courts continues. Criminal cases at Norfolk's courts faced further disruption as a five-day strike by defence barristers went ahead. Proceedings at Norwich Crown Court have already been hit with postponed or rescheduled cases, with courts running limited services. Cases involving serious drug and violent offences have been affected. The Criminal Bar Association, CBA, is in a dispute over conditions and government-set fees for legal aid advocacy work. The Ministry of Justice said criminal barristers will receive a 15% fee rise from the end of September, meaning they will earn £7,000 more per year. But there has been anger that the proposed pay rise will only apply to new cases, not those in lengthy backlogs waiting to be dealt with by courts. CBA Chairman Joe Sidhu, QC, said victims of crime were being left to suffer and languish by a failure to stem the exodus of criminal barristers. Planned strikes will be suspended for a week from July the 25th before recommencing between August the 1st and August the 5th.
The beautiful brutalist UEA ziggurats have become a true Norwich landmark. And now plans have been approved for changes to the famous campus buildings to improve safety and improve energy efficiencies. The changes required special permission because the 1960s built structure are Grade 2 listed. Planning papers for the application noted the first buildings on the UEA campus are 50 years old and are inevitably in need of repair and maintenance. Among the changes will be safety railings on overhead walkways, raising the height of the existing concrete parapets on its raised footpaths, installing rail and replacing existing safety lighting. This is designed in response to recent health and safety incidents on the campus. The UEA said the latest planned measures were part of an ongoing extensive programme of improvements to improve the guarding across the Lasden Wall and Ziggurat walkways. Described as a fundamental element of the UEA, the ziggurats form the primary means of pedestrian circulation and link the entrances to all the principal teaching and residential buildings.
It's been seen on the big screen in Jingle Jangle and Stardust, and it seems a famous city street is to appear once again on our TVs after film crews were spotted there. Camera crews and actors in historical clothing were spotted in the Elm Hill area. They were mainly seen around Elm Hill Craft Shop and Wright's Court near the Courtyard Cafe. The filming is believed to have been for a new season of the historical channel docuseries The Toys That Built America. The show focuses on how toys act as a driving force behind cultural and economic shifts, as well as looking into the numerous rivalries between companies. The last series had episodes on board games, action figures, toy cars, and inventions like the Slinky or the Frisbee. It is currently unknown what the episode partially shot in Norwich will be about. Elm Hill, which has recently named one of the most beautiful streets in the world, is the most complete medieval road in the city, despite being almost entirely destroyed by a major fire in 1507.